Of our hearts, we are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
If you'll turn to Colossians chapter 1, please. In verse 9 of Colossians chapter 1, Paul is praying for the church at Colossae, and he says, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding." What a prayer. That's just an awesome prayer. "We've not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding." And he goes on and says, "And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God." Wow, what a prayer. And when found out I was going to be preaching this morning, Miranda and I were sitting at the breakfast table, and she was commenting about how, wow, these are really encouraging lessons. And I realized I missed the boat. I could have scheduled myself a long time ago to preach this sermon, given Father Chris one of the difficult ones. But I didn't do that anyway. All right. But it's just so much wealth in these scriptures that we've been given for today. But hear what the Lord is saying here in this particular epistle, that Paul is asking that we be filled with the knowledge of God's will, and that we have spiritual understanding. We have the wisdom that comes from God. And this is something that I believe God is wanting for all of us, and you hear it throughout the lessons here this morning. If you'll turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Moses is telling the people of God about the blessings and the curses and so forth. And then he says, and now he wants the people of God to believe. All right. If you back up just a little bit in not the part that was pointed for today, but go back to the verse 2, where Moses is talking to the people about the blessings and curses, and he says, "And when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I command you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you." And then in verse 11, he says, "Now that what I'm commanding you today," this very thing I just read, "now what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. The commandments of God are not so onerous and difficult that we can't do them. And especially when we have the Holy Spirit there to equip us to obey and to walk in the ways of the Lord, we have nothing to fear, because there is nothing God would ask of his children that he will not supply the means to fulfill it. Now, what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It's not up in heaven so that you have to ask who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it. Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask who will go across the sea to get it and proclaim it to us. No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you may obey it." It's the Bible, yes, but it's also that spiritual word, just as we've been hearing this morning. The spiritual word that God continues to speak to us by the power, presence, and person of the Holy Spirit. It's so near us. But are we paying attention? Are we listening to what God has to say to us? Now turn to the gospel, Luke chapter 10. In verse 25, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus replies, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus answered, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." Now, isn't that awesome? Do this and you will live. Just being obedient to the word of God, being obedient to what God is telling us to do, to walk in his ways and to follow in his paths. Do this and you will live. That's quite an engaging promise. And, you know, it's reiterated in other places in the scripture. Actually, I was sharing with Father David how we tend to, before the service, we were talking about, I've been asked to teach seminary again. Okay. Just what I love to do. But I've been asked to teach seminary again to Nigeria.
Fun.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about the difficulties of doing that and with a different culture and all that, and how it is so common and unfortunately extremely common here in America to take things out of context to support whatever it is we want to do. And this is saying exactly the opposite. Just lay down whatever agenda you may have and let the Lord pick up the agenda and give it to you. It's really, honestly, that simple. Do this and you shall live. I told him the little story that I'm sure I've told you before about the man who was going to do whatever God told him to do. And he took his finger and he put it down and he read and said, "God, whatever it is, I'm going to do this." And Judas went out and hanged himself. "Well, God, I know that can't be what you're telling me. So, I'm going to do it again. Let me try a different gospel." Slip over to here to Luke. And it was right here in the gospel for today. And Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." You can get in real trouble going that way, okay? Let's not go there, all right? Okay. It's okay, Peter. We're not thinking you're going to do that, all right? And in the psalm for today, I told you all these lessons were just so wonderful. I couldn't let any of them go by. In Psalm 25, if you'll turn there with me. Verses 4 and 5. This is something I would just encourage you, write this down. Put it somewhere where you can say this prayer literally every day. It is a prayer that all of us should be praying regularly. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all the day long. Now, I learned that in the RSV, but that's okay. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Teach me your ways. Show me your paths. Lead me in the way of truth. That's what we're praying. And that should be our regular prayer before God. And the other day when I was making my confession, my confessor gave me Psalm 16, verse 11. And he said, "You really need to pray this because it has such a rich promise in it." And Psalm 16, verse 11, you have made known to me the path of life. You have made known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand our pleasures forevermore. He's made known to us his paths. We're praying to follow in his way, to walk in the way of the Lord. And that's what Paul was praying for the church at Colossae, that we would know him and know the power of his resurrection. He would give us that spiritual wisdom and understanding that comes from God. It's a promise, my friends. He has made known to us his way. And if we walk in his way, we will know the power of his joy in our lives. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Jesus said, "Do this and you will live." What greater promise could we ask for? Amen.